Okay, everybody say shh. Last night we discussed Noach, the positive aspect of Noach. And today we'll take the other approach of what was lacking, you know, with Noach, and we'll see how that can apply to everyday life. And then you'll understand this cryptic title, Hanoi v'hanetzach l'chai olam. What does that mean, and what does that have to do with Parshas Noach and what I'm trying to say? Okay. Ela told us Noach each tzaddik tomim vayabidarosav es ha'elokim is halech Noach. I guess they left out page 2. They figured we knew the rest of the pasuk. Es ha'elokim is halech Noach. So I'd like to understand, what does that phrase mean? Es Elokim Hishalach Noach. Rashi says Abraham was always walked before God, Noach was with God, Es Elokim Hishalach Noach. What does that mean? Es Elokim Hishalach Noach. Try to explain what that means. Then there's a famous Chazal, page 3, the Medrash. Dama Afun Mishim Rav Lezer Venosha Rav Yotzi Aglili. Noach Shaya Yotze Menateva Hikisho Ari. That he was bitten by a lion. Vishibro. Because the Ari caused him to be a Balmum. And therefore he couldn't bring the Korban himself. Whatever Korban he wanted to bring of thanksgiving, of leaving the Teva, he couldn't bring himself. V'hikriv shem b'no tachtov. And his son had to bring it in his stead. So what is the significance of Hikisho Ari? We've discussed it in the past in a different way, but we'll now present another Havana in what that means. Then we have another Medrash on page 4. Es Elokim Hishalach Noach. Rabbi Yehuda says it's a mashal to a sar, to an officer that had two sons. One is a bigger son, Echad Gadol, Echad Katan. Amar l'katan halechi mi. So he says to the Katan, you should walk with me because you can't walk so well, so you hold my hand. And to the older son, he says, you can walk ahead. So Avraham was the older son, the stronger son. So he walks before God. It's halach lefanai. Noach is kochora. Noach is the weaker son, so to speak. And Noach is the weaker son. So he walks with God. Because he's like the mashal, the strong. The baby has to walk with his father. The one who's a little older could walk ahead. Avraham is considered the older, meaning older in terms of more mature. He's walking, he's independent. Noach has to hold on to God. So we have to understand what that medrash means. What does that medrash mean? That Noach has to hold on and Avraham could walk alone ahead. Oh. So there is a beautiful pshat in the Sefer Yismach Moshe. Yismach Moshe is the precursor of the Satmar dynasty. There's a story told, the question whether this story happened or not, that when the Yismach Moshe was 12 years old, he had already gone through Shas, and he had 6 questions to ask in Shas, and he had no one to ask them, and he was told to go to Vilna, to the Vilna Gaon, to have his questions answered. And the Gaon answered his questions, and in the meantime, he turned 13, and the Gaon made him a Suda's Bar Mitzvah, and then he wanted to stay. He said, oh, I have a great Rebbe here. And the Gaon told him that no, he has to go back to his land, his country, because he's going to be the future Gadol there, and he shouldn't stay there in Vilna. That's the story. That's whether the story ever happened or not, but this is brought down in the books. This story. But he lived around that time of the Gaon. So he says like this. First of all, you know, this edition, the Yismach Moshe, if you don't have this edition, it's, you know, they didn't finish yet. I think it's only Precious Shmos, maybe Vayikra. They're going to come out with the rest, hopefully, like another series. Come out, there's a show. So, he says like this. He also wants to understand what does it mean bedorosov. Bedorosov, right? Nochit tzadik tamim haya bedorosov. So we know the famous Rashi that in his generation, if he'd been another generation, he wouldn't have been as good, or he would have been a different opinions. So first he starts off like this. Hinei yadua me Rambam. He quotes a fascinating Rambam in the Mora Nevuchim, which is very interesting. We know in Brachos we have people that lived like 600 years and 700 years and like 500, you know, a lot of, you know, hundreds of years. So was that the norm, that people lived that amount? Or maybe that was the norm, that everyone lived a couple of hundred years in that time. Or was it that only certain yechidim, where the Torah specifies that they lived these crazy amount of years, did so? So the Rambam writes in the Mor Nevuchim, Shariches Shonim Midoros HaRishonos Lo Hoya Rak Li Yechidim HaMufurashim B'Torah Kedosha Aval Shar B'nei Adam Chiyusim Haya Kumo Achshav Yimeishno Seidim B'hem Shivim Shana. He says that most of the people lived the regular 70, 80, whatever it is, years, and it was only the special yechidim that lived these hundreds of years. So it comes out that Noach, that lived around 600 years, he lived like 10 generations. So that's what he says, what it means, bedorosov, means because he lived in many generations. He spanned many generations. Valpiza yizbar hemshech smichas apsukim. Payom Hashem noch matzachein. Haynu elo tolus Noach. Ratzolom ma'mabel shuskim parsha chakach hu holid. Shehu hayagom d'chsiv ki minu. We know that the pasuk in Yishai says it's. So he says like this. That we know. That's what he means. Tzadik Tamim B'Dorosov, the way he's explaining it means, for most of the generations that Noach lived through, he was a Tzadik Tamim. But now there was an issue with him. So we know, we've discussed this in the past, the famous Zohar that's quoted in footnote Tezvav here, that Noach didn't daven for his people, and I've discussed it in the past, from the Kedushas Levi. I think it's in the Sefer. Noach didn't have enough self-confidence in his tefillah. But the Yismach Moshe has a little bit different spin on this idea. And he says like this. You know what Noach's problem was? Complacency. Whereas there was a bad situation. It was a bad situation. People were not acting properly, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to bring the Mabul. A very bad situation. So, what do you do when there's a bad situation? So, if you are a person of the stature of Noach, so then we know that the first arrow, ki ish tzadik tamei av yochol yos tzadik Moshe, levatel hagzera. That I xeroxed in the previous pages, the Gemara Moed Katan, that says tzadik gozer v'chadosh baruch hu mekayim, based on a pasuk in Shmuel Beis Chav Gimel. Amar l'kei Yisrael, li dibir tzu Yisrael, Moshe ba'odom tzadik. Moshe yiras elokim. So the Gemara Dashans in Moed Katan on page 5 in Yud Zayin Amud Aleph Ani Moshel ba'adam v'mi Moshel bi tzadik Shani gozer gzeira umevatla. That I am gozer gzeira and the tzadik can mevatla. So says the Yismach Moshe a beautiful pshat. What is Elohim? So we know that there are two pshatim in Elohim. More than two. Elohim is what? Says the second arrow. Elohim, hainu mishpat v'din. There is, as Elohim is halach Noach means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave out a din. That he's going to destroy the world. That was the Midas HaDin. And as Elkim Isalach Noach means, Noach went along with it. He didn't try to challenge it. He just was complacent with the situation. He knows it was a bad situation, and he has the ability to change a bad situation. But Elkim Isalach Noach means he stayed with God, means he was maskim to the Midas HaDin. He didn't want to change anything. V'lohia b'b'chinas Moshe levatel agzera. Ein zeh rotzon Hashem yisbarach. That's not what God wants. God, when you're in a situation that's not good for you, God doesn't want you to just sit there. He wants you to change that situation. So either through tefillah, like here he's saying, Noach could have davened and tzadik gozer HaKadosh Baruch Mekayim, or whatever other thing that a human being could do in a proper way, you have to do it. So God says, I put the teva into world, I put the din, but now challenge me. Don't just sit there like twiddling your thumbs. I want you to challenge the din. Do something, mevatel it. God is giving us a challenge. He's saying, don't just be as Elohim, as Halach Noach. Just don't say, this is the din and I'm complacent. But if your situation in life has a problem to it and you want to change it within normal human capabilities and you have the ability to do something to help yourself, so do it. Don't just be as Elohim, as Halach Noach. Just don't be a passive person. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes. Ein zeh rotzon Hashem yisbarach. In other words, God was put into world what the din is. But then he wanted man to challenge it. Kimo sheshamati, now he says the word from the Rebbe Rav Elimelech of Lezhensk. He says, the Ederes ve'emuna. Hanoi v'hanetzach l'chai olomim. What does that mean? Ki melech boser v'dam, a regular king, im menatzchim oso, if you beat him, ein ze tifarto. You know, it makes him look bad. It makes him look bad. You know, I'm defeated. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisbarach, hu tifarto tihiloso, shemeiniach lebanov sheinatzchu kivayochol. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, I put you into a situation, but if you can do something, I'll be so happy. Hanoi, the pride of God, is a hanetzach, is that his sons, so to speak, defeat him and try to alter within reason. And that is the noi vanetzach, the noi of God, the pride of God is netzach, but that's only l'chai olam, that's only for God. Another king won't like that. Another king, if you overthrow him, you show him he's wrong, he's not going to like that. But very bonishol olam, but your status in life, if you're in a situation and you could do something, you could, and you could change your situation for the better through tefillah or through action, so that's God's pride, that his sons are doing something. They're not just sitting back like nobodies and not trying to change the situation. And that's the Gemara in Bav Metzia. Kachadi v'omar nitzchuni bonai. The famous Gemara in Bav Metzia, where there's a Tanur Shalachnoi, there's the oven, and there was a machlokes whether the oven was Tomei or the oven was Tahar. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu paskin one way, and the Bezin Shalmata paskin another way. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Nitzchuni Bonai! Nitzchuni Bonai! I'm proud that my sons have defeated me. But that's what Rak L'chai Olamim. So that's what it means. Ki oschor izi tzadik lefane bador zeh v'lomar tomim. Right, we know that later on Hashem says ki oschor izi tzadik lefane bador hazeh. He doesn't say tzadik tomim anymore. So Rashi says his famous pshat because mikzach shvacho befonov. So you don't speak all the praises. Later, beforehand, it wasn't befonov. He could speak all the praises. Now it was befonov. And in the Imre Baruch, I have another pshat from the Mor v'Shemesh about this. But now I'm having another pshat. That, in other words, all the generations, Noach was good. He was active, etc. Tzadik tomim bedoroso, because he lived many generations. He lived 600 years. The other people lived 70. So he lived almost 10 generations of people. And he was a tzadik tomim. But in this door, he's not. Why is he losing his tmimis? Why? Because he's too passive. He's too passive. For whatever reason. And says the Yismach Moshe, that's the pshat that the Medrash says Avram is like the big son. He's can walk ahead of the father. Noach is holding on to the father's hand. Because Avram says there's a problem with the situation, so we do something. I daven for stone. I do something. I don't just sit there. If there's a problem with your life situation, so you do something. You don't just sit back complacently. You get help for the situation. Well, you do something. You're active. You're proactive in the situation. That's Avraham. Noach is the little kid who's not proactive. So that's the mashal, says the Yismach Moshe, of the difference between Avraham, the difference between the young kid and the older kid. And that's what the Noam Melimelech writes in the Devarim in page 11. And he explains, what does it mean, second arrow, right side? The famous Chazal that I discussed over Shmini Atzeres. Originally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world with Midas Hadin, and he saw that it can't be Miskayim, so he brought in Midas Harachamim. So what does that mean? What does it mean he brought in? The famous Kasha, what, Hashem changes his mind? So he writes over here, second column, second arrow. Nimtza yiyeh haperish kach, shebevadei lo chozer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, machshavos yisbarach nitzkaima. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you have to have din in the world. He created din in the world. But what he did was, Moser v'noson r'shus b'yad HaTzadik, and he made his shut of l'maisa b'reishis that he could change the din to rachamim. And that's the third column, second arrow. V'zeo hanoi v'hanetzel chalchai olomim. Ratzel lomar, she'elo lenoi k'shemenatzchim oso. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if a person's having a problem, he doesn't just sit there. Of course, you daven, and you do things, always with siyata d'shmaya. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes the fact that we did something to try to help ourselves. Nitzchuni bonai. That's the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Nitzchuni bonai. Es Elokim es halach noach means you have the Midas Hadin there, and you just hold hands with the Midas Hadin. You're not willing, you don't want to change the situation. You want to do something to change the situation. That's Noach. That's the little kid. He doesn't do something to change the situation. But the mature person does something to try to change the situation for the better. Of course, in a proper way, the legal way, in an honest way, through tefillah and through maisa. And that's v'anoi v'anetzach. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I love that. Nitzchuni bonai. My sons have defeated me. I'm very happy. But apparently, Noach, in that particular generation, for whatever reason, and we've discussed this in the past, either he didn't think his tefillahs could help, or whatever it is, but the point is that was what was lacking, says the... And this is the famous Zohar that he wasn't, but we're explaining it at a deeper level now. The notion of just being complacent, of just not taking the situation and doing whatever you can. Of course, sometimes a person, there's nothing to do and he can't. And then, of course, you just have to daven. But a lot of situations, that there's a bad situation and something can be done, so we try our best to do it. And then, Rabosai, there's another pasuk that we have to see a little bit about. And that Rosh Hashiva of Karen B'Yavna Zatzal, that was one of his favorite psukim. And that was page 14, pasuk Tezayin. Vayom Elokim Alnoch Lemor Tzei Min HaTeva. Rosh Hashiva of Karen B'Yavna Zatzal always used to say that yeshiva is like a teva. So yeshiva is like a teva, insulated. That was his whole hashkafa, that when you're in yeshiva, you're totally insulated, the damal amos shel halacha. And you don't leave until HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you, tzei min hateva. And he has ways of telling you when the time is to be tzei min hateva. That was a big thing that he was into. But I want to discuss a different point. And the question that's asked is, B'chodesh Hasheni Yovsha Ha'aretz. So the land was already dry. So why does Hashem have to tell Noach Tzei Min HaTeva? Why can't he just look out, see that it's dry, and leave? What is the necessity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying Tzei Min HaTeva? And we have the pasuk in Tehillim also that says, "Hotziya mimaske nafshi lo dosa shemecha." And the Chazal say this is that Noach said this pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu returned me from the prison. That's what the Medrash says on pasuk 17, page 17. "Hotziya mimaske nafshi is a Noach she sogo b'teva shnei masar chodesh." So what's the idea? So I saw quoted here on page 18 from one of the Belzer Rebbes, and he said like this. The Mishnah Amru Vaydaber Elkim is Noach Leimotzei Min HaTeva. Yeshel Farish, as Kavanas and Medrash, they Noach Hayarishon. That was, why did you need Hakadosh Baruch? Why did Noach wait for God to say Tzei Min HaTeva? The answer is that Noach was the first person who was in captivity, and God takes him out. So he wanted that HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'davka should say Tzei Min HaTeva. This way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts it in the world that he already gave the power in the world of him to help somebody from his own constriction, from his own thing that was locking him up. In other words, he wanted that to be in the Bria, so this way, in future times, a person will pray, and that original Hatzalah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Tzei Min HaTeva, those words will reawaken and reenact in every generation where an individual has his own Teva, meaning his own problem that he's locked up in. And because, as we said before, Hanoi Vanetzach Hayolomim, but without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not going to work either. It's the Shutfus that you need. It's the Shutfus that you need that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing, and you're also doing, and together. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chelek is the Tzei Min HaTeva. He's giving us that power that I'm being able to tell you that I'm behind you in whatever teva you're in, whatever constriction, whatever confinement, whatever thing that you feel locked up in, and you need a Yeshua from. I'm there in every generation, saying to you, Tzei Min HaTeva, that I'm behind you in that particular situation. So it's Hanoi Vanetzach El Chayalom, and that's the part in the Noam Elimelech that I didn't show you. Was, you know, the famous Chazal that there are three shutfim ba'adam. There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aviv, V'imo, which of course is true. But the Noam Elimelech explains it a little bit differently on page 11, on the first column. Who's Aviv? Like the Pasuk by Elisha to Eliyahu. Avi, Avi, Rechav Yisrael. Avi is the Rebbe, the Tzaddik. And Imo is the cave, is the Shechina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avi V'Imo, means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina, but together with the person. Together with the tzaddik, or together with the individual who's acting on behalf of himself or on behalf of somebody else. And that's the Yisod. You can't be as Elokim as Halech Noach. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ultimately decide whether he wants something to happen or he doesn't want something to happen. But he doesn't want as Elokim as Halech Noach. He doesn't want you to be passive. And finally, the Chernitzver in the Be'er Mayim Chaim has a whole long piece. He just points out something very simple. What's so strange about the story of Noach as compared to other things we have in Chumash? It's basically, how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu save Noach? Al pi derech hateva. He didn't make some miracle or something like that that we have. He didn't split the sea, split the waters. He made him go into a teva. And then once you go into a teva, so al pi derech teva you're saved. So the Be'er Mayim Chaim, you'll read the whole piece here, but I'll tell you outside. He says like this: if you do above and beyond in your chelek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do above and beyond in his chelek. But if you're going to just be complacent and just do, I'll do Derech HaTeva, I'm not going to put in the extra 9 yards, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, I also won't put in the extra 9 yards. So you only acted Al Pi Derech HaTeva. You didn't do anything more, so I'll save you, Alpi Derech HaTeva. You do more, you go above and beyond, I'll do more. That's the Midah Keneged Midah. So there is the shutfus, Hanoiva Netzach L'Chai Olamim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is together with us, and he's saying Tzev Min HaTeva, and he wants us to act. But he's seeing what we do. Commensurate to what we put into the situation will be what HaKadosh Baruch Hu will put in. So here he doesn't make, you see, by we said this in the past, by Kriyas Yamsuf, so Nachshon Ben Aminadov jumps into the Yam. He does something above and beyond. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll do something above and beyond. But by Noach, it was complacency. It was Derech HaTeva. It wasn't putting in the extra 9 yards, putting in the extra effort. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll save you, but just by Derech HaTeva. We'll make a teva, we'll make this, but no miracles here for you. No extraordinary things, because that's not what you put into the relationship. Whatever you put into this shutfus between the person and God, God will put in what they call matching funds. Matching funds, that's what they call, right? A lot of times a wealthy person will say, you know, I'll give to the institution, you raise money, and whatever you raise, I'll match the funds. Matching funds. So whatever the matching funds are, that's what. So your funds are $10, so the Gevir will give $10. You raise $1,000, he'll give $1,000. Matching funds. That's what it is. And that's what the Teva was. The Teva wasn't such a miraculous thing. It was very. It took him years to build. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't make any super miracles. He could have done so many different things, but it was. The man's input was minimal, so God's input is minimal. Man's input is more, God's input is more. But that's the Yisod Rabosai, that there's this shutfus between the tzaddik, or the man, and the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Elokim Hisalach Noach was a gnai for Noach, that he was just complacent with the Midas Hadin. He wasn't challenging, he could have mevatel it. For whatever reason, he didn't. And that's the Yisod. Every generation, in every situation, people have problems. People are in a situation where it's not necessarily the best for them. So you have to do something. Get out of that situation. Do something for yourself. Help other people with their situations. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, and I'm there too. I'm there cheering along, saying, Tzei Min HaTeva, and I'm going to help you out. And that's the Musar Haskel of Noach for his generation and for all generations, for us, for the future as well. Right.